Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. God's call to ancient Judah is the same as his call to America. Repent of your sins and return to the God of your fathers. Clay on the potter's wheel cannot control its destiny, yet we think we can tell the potter what to do. Today, more thoughts on who's really in charge. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the church in Babylon. Now, Erwin Lutzer takes us to Jeremiah 18 to talk again about Israel, clay in the potter's hands.
And how does the nation respond? I think it responds like much of America is responding today. But they say, it is vain. We will follow our own plans, and everyone will act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. Thank you very much, God. But we are going to resist the potter at every opportunity, and we will say, we will reshape ourselves into the vision individually and collectively as a nation. We will reshape ourselves into the kind of people and nation we want to be. And we will not listen to the voice of the Lord. Now, there may not be a whole lot that we can do as a result of what's happening in our nation, though this coming week I'm going to be meeting with about 50 or 60 religious leaders, and we're going to be talking about what we should be doing, how we should be living, what information needs to be communicated in light of all that is happening around us. But I'm going to talk to you now as an individual. But first of all, another word about God's sovereignty over nations. You know, the Bible says that God is the God of kingdoms. And the thing that almost is surprising, I mean, here God says, I'm devising evil against you. That doesn't mean that God does evil, but when he wants to judge a nation, for example, as the prophet Habakkuk outlined, God says, I'm the one who's bringing the Babylonians. God says, I am the one who is bringing people from the north. For the folks here at Judah that we're going to discuss in the next message and see how the Babylonians came and decimated the city, and there was famine and there was children dying, God says, I'm the one doing it. Now, along concurrently with that, of course, there's human responsibility. That's one of the great mysteries in the Bible, God's sovereignty and human responsibility. And that's a topic that we could talk about for a long time. But the point is this, God is sovereign over our country. And yes, God might be devising evil even for us because we are losing our way and we're doing it very rapidly. It's God's sovereignty over nations. Now, if that's a little bit terrifying, I said it that you might be encouraged. It's not as if God watches the news every day to say, what in the world are they doing in Washington now? You know that God never learns anything. Has it dawned on you that nothing has ever dawned on God? And so God sees it, but the fact that God is in charge, whether it's America, whether it's Egypt, whether it's the Sudan, that ultimately, though men do what men do, God rules over the nations of the earth. Remember that when you become discouraged. It is, after all, in God's sovereign hand. So the first thing is a great lesson in the sovereignty of God over nations. But secondly, second lesson is God loves to remake marred vessels. God says, I will take your life and I will remake it and reshape it. Now, yesterday also, when we arrived home, there was a letter waiting for us that was such a great encouragement to me as a pastor. I thought to myself, you know, it's because of this that the ministry is made worthwhile. It was a woman who wrote to us from the congregation here who talked about the fact that she came to Moody Church with such a sense of shame and loss and so much hurt from other Christians in a different context, and how this was a time of healing and help and restoration. Some of you may be here, and the reason that you are here is you are just healing from past experiences. If that's your experience, I hope that you've come to the right place, that we might be able to speak hard things, but speak hard things with huge doses of grace and restoration. That's really our desire here at the Moody Church. But she talked about this. And in the very same way, you see, God remakes vessels. First of all, he goes and he finds some clay. That's our conversion story. He maybe found clay in your part of the world, in your home, wherever. And God says, I'm going to make this vessel into something. And then after our conversion, what God does is he begins to remake it. Years ago, Rebecca and I had lunch with a couple that's rather famous. I won't mention their name, but the wife, and she wrote a book about this, so this isn't any great secret, that she had 5 abortions, was a street woman, actually, and then came into a shelter in Los Angeles and was gloriously converted, memorized 400 verses of scripture, and she became the woman that she is today. God says, here's a marred vessel, not just with lumps, but with undoubtedly dirt mixed into the clay. God says, I'm going to clean her up, so to speak, spiritually speaking, and then I'm going to remake her and reshape her into a vessel that honors me. No matter who you are today, God can do that. He is in the business of making vessels that are honorable. I'll show that to you in the New Testament in just 1 minute. Now, the point I'm trying to make today is, don't you try to remold yourself. Don't you resist the potter. Don't you say, God, if that's the way in which you're going to treat me, I'm going to harden my heart against you. Don't say that. Rather say, God, I don't understand your ways. Your ways are mysterious, and Lord, it hurts. But make me into the vessel that you desire me to be. Don't resist the potter. We can resist the potter even as believers, and we can resist the potter as unbelievers. I'm thinking, for example, of Judas. You remember how Judas resisted Jesus? And he never really became a vessel at all. He ended up being that clay that was thrown off to the side that became hard and unusable. Because Judas, in the presence of Jesus, mind you, for 3 years, it takes your breath away, so hardened his heart that he became a vessel unto dishonor and will be that for all eternity. I pour my heart out to you today. The potter has good designs toward you. The potter's way is best. Don't remold yourself, but submit to the potter's hand. The Apostle Paul in the book of Timothy said this, "Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if any man cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." Become a vessel that God can use. He's after something. He doesn't work helter-skelter, as I mentioned. It's not kids playing around with Play-Doh. He is trying to mold you and me so that our character pleases him. God is in the people molding, character building work. And he uses injustice, he uses everything. And the clay can never say to the potter, you can't use that. The potter says, will you remember? You're the clay, I'm the potter. I can use whatever I want to shape you into what I want you to be. You know, when Paul says, cleanse yourself, obviously he's not saying, okay, cleanse yourself. In context, of course, what he means is, let God cleanse you. Let God cleanse you. That's the beginning point. The beginning point for those of you who don't know Christ as Savior is to say, I want to submit to Jesus Christ, to receive him as my Savior so that God might begin the work in me of molding me and making me. But after he's done that, God says, I have a much wonderful agenda for you. Now I want you to submit to me every day of your life because I want you to be a vessel for honorable use in the Master's hand. Are we willing to do that? Are you willing to receive Christ as Savior if you've never believed on him? Are you willing to submit to him if you have believed on him? Say, okay, God, I've fought you tooth and nail, but today I submit to the potter's hand. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that you are sovereign. We thank you today that we have no right to be able to tell you what you can use, what you can't use. And so, Father, we say this hesitantly because we know that the implications are huge. But by your grace, use whatever you like, that we might become vessels fit for the Master's use. Mold us, make us, come to us, shape us. For those who've never trusted Christ as Savior, may they right now say, okay, I believe in Jesus. I trust his work on my behalf. We pray in his blessed name. Amen. This is Pastor Lutzer, and I have some very important words for you. First of all, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I hope that you have submitted to the potter. And I need to remind you that when we are in the fire, God keeps his hand on the thermostat. He really does. Perhaps you've come through a time of abuse, a time of bewilderment. God is there with you. He's shaping you. Of course, you should do all that you possibly can to go for help, to seek wisdom as to what you should do in your circumstance. But even there, God is with us. And God was with the vessel as it was being made. But if you're listening to this and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's not only a matter of submission for you, it's also a matter of receiving Jesus Christ by faith, believing that he died on the cross for your sin, that he alone is able to reconcile us to God no matter our past. That's not the issue. It's the wonder of the grace of God to save sinners. Jeremiah speaks both of the judgment of God, but also his mercy, and we should live our lives with both doctrines.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Israel, Clay in the Potter's Hand, another message in a series on the Church in Babylon, unleashing the power of a Spirit-filled witness. Next time, don't miss When God Judges a Nation. The Church in Babylon is a 10-part series on CD. We'd like to send you that series as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.